Hello?
Hey, Jim. I didn't forget about you. I just got wrapped up in a call, so I'm just following up with you here. It's John.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready to rock and roll?
Well.
Are you at questions?
Yeah. Was there a way to get the number down to more like 199?
I could, but what I would be doing is cutting out Facebook advertising, and that's something I kind of want you to have, because the Google stuff, like getting you verified and building the site, that takes a couple of days. With the Facebook stuff, I can get that up and running pretty quickly. So, I mean, if you're not too worried about getting clients really quickly to offset the cost of what you're investing today, then I could do it at $199. But, you know, I like to use Facebook usually to get you those first couple clients in there while we're building everything else.
Yeah, so what do you need to build a website, though?
To build a website? We already purchased the domain and everything for you. Or if you already have one, we could use that domain. And then we would interview you. So we would create the content
when
you for
say
you.
It, when you say an inter- when you say a domain.
Uh-huh.
Like I used to have, well, we have like emails. Is that a domain?
No. Like legacyconstructionandmanagement.com. That's a domain name that people would type in, like www.legacyconstructionandmanagement.com, and then you search that, and then you have your own website there. So you have your own .com for your company. That's a domain name. It's the .com. It's a domain name. That makes sense?
I think I have that already.
If you have it, we could use that, and we could develop the site on that. Sometimes people do have the domain. They just don't have the website completed yet. They have to go in there and build it, or they have, like, a hosting agreement. So what we do is a lot of times we find businesses that don't have any of it. We'll build the site for them. We'll purchase the domain, build the site, and host it. That way they're not spending money on the website agency, too. And it's kind of nice to have it all under one roof, too, because if you're like, hey, you know, we've been doing a lot of contracting jobs, but I want to focus on these. Can we switch it out and have the keywords focused on just the kitchen stuff? I could go into your website, you know, change that on the site without having to contact you, and then you contact your website guy to change it and make sure everything matches up. It's just all under one roof, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
and
makes
so
it easier.
In two months, if I say I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, yeah. You can cancel at any time, Jim.
Well,
I mean, obviously, we're going
to
do everything.
What happens to the domain name?
Oh, that's actually a good question. So everybody that we work with, if you already have your own domain name, Jim, that you're giving us, I mean, it's still there. It's you still own it. We're not taking ownership of it, you know? But if we buy you one, like let's say you signed up with me today at $299 or $199 and we buy the domain name for you. If you cancel and want to keep the domain name, we just charge you $99. That's what Google charges us to get them for you. And then you keep it and we just part ways. But you still will need a host for your domain name. I mean, every website out there has a host. Like they buy the domain and they pay for hosting usually to keep the content on the site.
Yeah, I forget now who hosted my other one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like instead of you having a bunch of different bills and a bunch of different names floating around, we'll be able to put it all under one roof here and just bundle it. That's what I was saying. It's like the $299, we could get the website, the Facebook, Bing, Google, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. I mean, that's a great deal. I wouldn't want to cut any corners because it basically turns us into like a one-stop shop. Last thing we want is like we fast forward a month or two down the line and you're going, hey, I really want help with this on my site or this on my Facebook. And we're like, well, you know, we don't have that. Now we got to, you know, readjust the agreement in order to do that for you. You know, we don't want to do that. We just want to kind of, hey, this is the money portion of it. Get that out of the way. Let's focus on accomplishing the end goal, which is getting these customers coming in.
Do you think it's going to be better than, like, an Angie list or...
100%. You know how Angie's gets their leads?
People pay them for them, I think.
No, they put themselves on Google. So they do something like this. Like, if you look up your services on Google right now, you'll see the top guys where we're talking about listing you. couple spots down, you'll see Home Advisor by Angie's on that first page of Google too. It'll say like 10 best contractors. And so they put themselves on Google because they know that's what people use to look for contractors. But if somebody fills out their form, Home Advisor by Angie's tells the homeowner or business owner that they're going to connect them with 3 or 4 contractors. And so now they fill out that form and they get quoted by you and 2 or 3 other guys. And they send that information to you to contact them. They charge you the lead fee and those guys the lead fee. But at the end of the day, the homeowner picks one of you guys. The rest of you get charged whether you get it or not. With what we're doing here, Jim, you're going to have your own listing on Google. So instead of them seeing Angie's List 10 Best and then you're in that list of 10 guys, they'll see Legacy Construction and Management right there on the first page with your own website, your reviews, your phone number. They could call you directly from there without the lead fees or dealing with the leads going to other guys. So if you could pair them side by side, it'll be a no-brainer for you after the first month or two. We're actually building your listings, Jim, for people to look up Legacy Construction and Management and your website. And those are things you're going to keep. It's almost like a digital business card for your company. Even if you leave our services later, you still have those things where people can look you up, you know, see you're a real business. All your reviews and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of money, but...
Well, like I said, I mean, I could do the $199. It's just we're cutting out Facebook when we do that. And you could add Facebook later. You know, if you just want to do Google, it's just the turnaround time changes. You know, the $199 packages, it's going to take a couple of weeks before you're actually able to see any results. The $299 package, you know, I could utilize Facebook, get that page up and running pretty quickly and start getting some leads coming in pretty quickly.
And I would be on Facebook too. I have to be on Facebook.
No, we would create the Facebook business page and we would run the ads through it, and then we prompt the people to contact you directly from the ads. So on your end, you'd just be receiving live calls from people who are looking for construction jobs off Facebook.
When you say ads, what do you mean by ads?
Well, Facebook advertising is an ad. So anybody that actively searches on Facebook for a service that you provide and they're within 50 miles of you, you'll be displayed to those guys. And then if they've done a search in the last 24 or 48 hours, you'll pop up to them on Facebook. I don't know if you've ever seen that when you're on Facebook and you're like, man, is my phone listening to me or something? Because all of a sudden these things are popping up that I was just talking to my wife about in the car. You know, those are Facebook ads. They're called remarketing ads. And you would have those as well. So anybody that's within that 50 miles, if they've looked up one of the services you provide in the last 2 days, you'll be popping up to them on a regular basis. Like, hey, do you still need help with that construction job? Here's Legacy Construction. Give them a call, you know?
Well, yeah, I get all that stuff, and a lot of the stuff is just annoying.
I hear you, but that's why we're here. You know, we don't want to annoy you, but we want to thread through and actually get what's what, like the real stuff connected to you live in real time. So the whole point of having an agency there is so that you're not struggling dealing with those things, having to put in the legwork, running the advertisements, things like that. You know, our job and what you're paying us $299 or $199 each month for is to maintain that for your business. So that way you can just focus on the live calls, taking care of the people, and make sure that you're getting good reviews for the business. Yeah, that's the whole reason they hire us. We've been around for 21 years, you know, as a Google partner, and Google advertising has been the number one way to market for the last 17 years. I mean, just about every successful business owner you see out there, they're not getting on there building these websites and doing this stuff on their own. They have a marketing agency like us on the back end that's actually hosting it and running it for them so they can focus on what they're good at, the actual construction, the actual jobs. But like I said, if you want to go $199 month to month, I could do that for you. I just want to be transparent that the Facebook won't be there.
Yeah. I think I'd rather try that.
You want to just go with Google at $199, focus on that, build the website and everything. I mean, you still get everything else. You just won't have Facebook. If you change your mind later, you could always call me and I could add the Facebook stuff. It's just there's going to be a little waiting period while we build the website, get everything up and running before you start feeling those Google calls coming in.
I'll try the $200.
Okay. All right, I'll do it at $199.
I can try it for a few bucks.
Yeah. You'll love it. I mean, if you give it a quarter, and that's more than enough time. Like, compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's. This will be a long-term solution.
But, yeah, we also do custom homes, which is more or less what we do most.
Want to focus on? Yeah. We'll be able to hit on the custom homes keyword. That's not a problem. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create the account and secure the spot for you, but I'm going to set up an appointment for tomorrow at a set time. You tell me what works best for you, but we'll have a representative get on the line with you, and we'll customize the service. So we'll go over all the services you provide, the area you want to target, and then we'll get the domain name, start working on your website too.
Late in the day, like 4 o'clock is best.
Okay. I'll lock you in between 4 and 5 tomorrow. I'll send you an invitation to that appointment, too. What's your email, Jim?
It's jim@legacyconstructionandmanagement.com.
Okay. Is Jim short for anything? James?
James.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. I'm going to call you Jim, but I just want to put your first and last here properly. What's your last name?
Bielmeier. B-I-E-L-M-E-I-E-R.
Okay, let me make sure I spelled this right. B-I-E-L-M-E-I-E-R.
Correct.
Okay, got it. All right, I'm going to send everything over in writing and a receipt to you as well. This is a business expense, so you'll actually be able to write it off. And then are you at the 1154 North Forest Road still?
Yes.
Okay. Can you receive mail there?
Yeah, it's my home. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because Google sends a little postcard in the mail. It's called a verification letter. It's got a little 5-digit number on the back of it we need from you just to verify you're out there in Buffalo. And then I could hide your home address, though, if you want.
Well, it's my office address, too, so you have to put down an office address, right?
Well, the business address, you can only put one address down.
Yeah, but it's going to be, the business address is going to be the North Forest Road.
In Amherst? In Amherst, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. It comes up as Buffalo on Google, but it says Amherst on other listings.
I know, but it's Williamsville, actually.
Wow. What a doozy. Okay.
I don't know why it comes up Buffalo, but Williamsville is 14221.
Okay. Let me see here.
Like, everything that's mailed to me is Williamsville.
Okay.
Not Buffalo, but...
14221, right, you said?
Yeah.
That's so weird. Yeah, Google has different records. On Zillow, it says Buffalo. On Google, it says Amherst. And you're telling me the mailing is usually Williamsville. So, but it's all showing the same.
I know it is Williamsville. That's for certain. Yeah.
No, you're right. I'm looking at it on the satellite images, and it's all showing me the same property, no matter how I change the city. It's all coming up the same street, same zip code, but there's different cities on various listings. So it's pretty interesting. So it has it kind of in the middle here. Are you the black mailbox with the red brick and the brown roof, or the white building with the black roof?
Neither. The Google picture's not our house, not my house.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, so this has to be updated. All right, we'll fix this. I'm gonna ask for a name.
I think it's like a 20-year-old picture.
On there, this one says July 2023 was the last time they took it. It's like almost 2 years ago.
And so it's a white house.
There's a white one, and then there's also a red one with a brown roof, but it's not all white. It's just, there's white, and then it might be the next door house, honestly.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
There's an old farmhouse that used to be, the address used to be 1154 because it was part of a farm. And then I bought that and I developed the property. Okay. And,
oh, you're right. This one's showing me 1124 North 4. I think it's showing me the houses across the street from you. Let me turn it around.
Well, it couldn't be across the street. It'd be odd.
Okay. Are you real close to the Amherst Engineering Department?
I am.
Okay. All right. I think I got it. This one's showing a flat roof.
I have a three-car front-load garage.
Okay, I see it here. Yeah, the street view is wrong, but the satellite view is right. So I can only see it from the sky, not from the street. Okay. This is definitely it, though. 1154 North Forest Road. It's coming up Williamsville.
Got a couple of gables in the front. On the left side, there's an arch top window on the left side.
Yep. Yeah, I got it. This is it.
Stone is partially stone and partial siding.
This has got to be it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why it comes up. It's a totally different picture.
Yeah, it only comes up different when you go to street view. On the satellite image, like I could zoom in from the roof and look at it from the sky down. But when I go to the street view, it completely changes the address to 1124 North Forest Road. And then it's giving me a different property.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I got it though. This is easy. And then if we have to do a video verification, we could just call you and verify it over the phone if we have to. Google just wants to make sure you're actually there. That's all. Okay. And then,
what's your name again?
My name's John. I'm the director here.
Okay. I gotta get going, but tomorrow you'll give me a call.
Between 4 and 5, right? But before you go, I gotta secure your first month's payment of the $199. That way we could get started on all this. How did you want to do that?
Let's see if I can get a credit card out here.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for a number?
Yep, go ahead.
5156.
Okay.
7853.
7853.
1865.
1865. 2184. 2184. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
529.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back?
822.
All right, Jim. I'm going to run this for $199. They're going to send you in writing a full outline of the agreement. And they're also going to send you a username and password to access your tracking system. Now, if you're not super computer savvy, it's okay. I'll send you my direct number. If you have questions, comments, or concerns, we could always talk over the phone directly.
Sure.
But I'll send that to you. The first month's payment's going through today on the 7th. It's going to be set up to auto-renew each month on the 7th day at $199. So that rate's not going to change unless you call me and change it and say you want the Facebook stuff. Otherwise, it's just going to stay the same each month. And then you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. If you do decide to cancel one day, just let us know before the 7th so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So look out for that payment confirmation. And then I got you scheduled for the client interview. It's tomorrow between 4 and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you then. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.